This episode of Finding Fairways is a presentation of Blarney Stone Broadcasting and has been pre-recorded. Good morning, Michigan golfers. Welcome to Finding Fairways. We have a great show for you this morning. My co-host is Don Halinski, the director of golf at Fabulous Forest Dunes, where they will be opening another new golf course this year. We're excited about that. We will be broadcasting from that opening later on in the year. And we also will have as a guest the owner of Forest Dunes, Lou Thompson. We'll also have updates from our partners, CarlsGolfland.com and BoeingGolf.com, to see what's going on in the golf industry and the best places to play here in northern Michigan. So stay tuned to your stations here for a great hour of golf talk on Finding Fairways. Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Finding Fairways, presented by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio with Director of Golf at Forest Dunes, Mr. Don Halinski. And, Don, good to see the dust settling and the golf season opening up.
Finally, better late than never, but perfect timing for us. The timing is perfect for all of us.
Well, we've got a beautiful Memorial Day weekend on tap. I bet I would imagine that the tee sheet looks pretty good.
It's getting that way, yes. Typically, Memorial Day and Labor Day are actually a little bit slower for us, but we do have quite a bit of play on the tee sheet, not necessarily lodging.
But you guys were already preparing to open up lodging, so that is now with the governor's order listed and everything else, you guys are full set, ready to go.
Correct. We were open for lodging last weekend.
Right.
We made the decision for our golf operation just to be open on the weekend. So this past week was the first week we've been in full 7-day daily operation.
Oh, good. All right. And I got to assume in the restaurant now, you guys were already doing food and carry out. So you're going to do 50% in the men's grill and that kind of thing as well?
Yes. We'll be open for dining. It's as we get back into it and try and get things back to normal. And I think the big thing is just a public service announcement is to all of the listeners, hey, be patient because this
you're
is
right.
a process for all of us.
I think people that's the new norm. I think people are very into it. You know, they're very thankful and appreciative.
Yes and no. We had our first weekend of play. We had people upset that the inverted cups.
Oh, really?
And as staffing may not be full,
right.
or that at your local restaurant, hey, you may have to wait a couple minutes longer, or it may not be the way it used to be. But it's going to be all right.
But the good thing is, you know, if you haven't been to Forest Dunes, or if you have, you'll know exactly what I'm saying is true. You've got a cavernous dining room. You've got a beautiful outdoor deck to dine. I don't think social distancing for meals or golf is going to be an issue at Forest Dunes.
Yes, we're blessed to have a great large patio out back. We have the pavilion, so there's plenty of outdoor seating, which I think people will maybe want to prefer to dine there. All things considered, our dining room is pretty large, so even at 50% capacity, you know, we'll still be able to accommodate quite a few people.
Yeah, I think that's going to be great, and the kitchen is always dynamite. So all the things that are taking place at Forest Dunes, a new course opening sometime this year, talk about that.
Well,
did we come up with a name for it yet?
We have not. Things that are still in the hopper with the course itself, with some amenities and features that could have an influence on the names. We want to make sure we know what's happening for that. We're getting close on all of that. Mother's Day weekend, we had 2 inches of snow on the ground. The day after last Monday, we had 6 degrees. Needless to say, grass-growing weather has not hit northern Michigan quite yet. Well, it has now this past week.
I like aces high.
Yeah.
That's just just do it because you're going to have a lot of hole-in-ones on that golf course.
Yeah, and it is up top on top of the hill.
Yep.
It's 10 holes, and I'm sure we'll get into it here with Lou in a bit.
Yep.
But it's a 10-hole course with holes ranging between 50 and 150 yards on a compact footprint. So
yeah,
it's going to be a very social event. It's in a way I almost equate it to miniature golf in that you're right next to the guys on the next hole and somebody else is on the other side of them, and you're going to hear all the hooting and hollering and great shots and ribbing on each other on bad shots. It's really going to be a great
time. The bar's right there. It's
going
to be a great time. a new concept for golf to make it more social, take a little bit of the stuffiness out, and it's going to be a perfect mix for what's already gone on at Forest Dunes.
Yes, it'll give folks that are staying on resort with an hour two, they don't want to go walk another 18 holes or play another full 18. This is, hey, grab three of your clubs.
Right.
You don't even need shoes. You can play in flip-flops or your bare feet. Head on out there. It's an easy walk and a great time.
Yeah, it's. I can't wait to have it open. Like you said, we're going to have Lou Thompson, the owner of Forest Dunes, with us so we can get into more detail about the building. Last year on the show, we had the architects here. I know that you were planning on opening in June. We'll find out about that from Lou because we're going to broadcast live from there, and it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're still shooting for mid-June here, hopefully. We've got some other media folks coming into town that are good friends of Lou's. So hopefully we'll be able to get that kicked off with a bang and have all 10 holes open.
Yeah, hopefully we can wrangle some of those guys. I think I know who you're talking about. So that'll be a lot of fun. And hopefully the architects will be back in for the grand opening. We get them on the air. It's going to be a blast. And as we said once more, just excited to start the golf season, especially at Forest Dunes. But first, let's check in with Carl Rose from carlsgolfland.com. Carl, you were a big part of the TaylorMade Driving Relief Golf Tournament over the weekend, pledging $100,000 for the long drive that Matthew Wolf snatched up. That was pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. TaylorMade is my number one vendor, Jerry, and I've known David Abeles, the CEO, gosh, 35 years at least, well, kind of our careers in the industry, and, you know, we've been doing some things through my Shake This Virus campaign to support not only Michigan, but, you know, also other organizations throughout the country. We were, you know, excited to watch it. I'd asked my wife, I would love to sit down and watch some live golf. And she's, oh, sure, sure. Sunday morning, I was kind of reading about the event. I saw that they were going to have, you know, some live donation stuff, two great organizations. I called David, and we got to talking about the event, you know, kind of how they put this together in really like 3.5 weeks, you know, that they kind of, they wanted to try and make a difference, similar to what I was doing and, you know, other people are trying to do in the country. And he was really excited about it. And I said, well, you know what, David, the Shank This Virus campaign, the people have been very supportive in Michigan and throughout the country of it. And I said, got additional funds that you want to do some different things with, and I'd like to give you a donation. And, you know, David, how about your 14th hole, $150,000 hole? Why don't we make it $250,000 hole? It's like, you got to be kidding me. And I said, no, I'm not kidding you, David. That's kind of where it all happened on Sunday morning.
And you're continuing the Shank the Virus campaign, and we highly encourage our listeners to visit carlsgolfland.com and buy a T-shirt and Shank the Virus. Carl's is distributing the money through the TaylorMade Driving Relief and a whole bunch of other great charities that we talked about last week. Carl, thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways, and we'll be checking in with you next week.
Sounds great, Jerry. You do well.
Welcome back to Finding Fairways. Jerry Coyne in studio with Don Holinsky, the director of golf at Forest Dunes. And Don, as we touched on in the first segment, things are different. I thought we'd take an opportunity to explain to folks, if they haven't been to a golf course yet, what to expect. You mentioned that a couple people were a little upset that they didn't get the same type of experience that they used to get at Forest Dunes. And so I hate to use the term the new normal, but let's go over that a little bit.
Well, and the crazy thing is it's ever-changing, and so always keeping on top of that. And with anything, the whole intent for all of this is keeping our employees safe, keeping guests safe, and enjoying the experience. And I know when golf was first reintroduced as a permissible recreational activity.
I love that word, permissible recreation activity.
There was the whole intent of, hey, it's just to get out and get some recreation. The intent wasn't, hey, go on a guy's buddy trip up north and get some golf in. So I would say one of the main things is eliminating as much of the touch points as possible on the course for both the employees and the guests. What it means is when you first pull into a golf course, there may be somebody there to greet you, but they're not going to take your clubs out of the trunk like they normally would do and put them on a cart. They're going to leave your bag. You let you handle your own equipment, and so you'll see that right from the start. Now here in northern Michigan, beginning this weekend, we've been able to start allowing our golf shops and clubhouses to become open. That may not be the case downstate quite yet, But so we'll have limited people in.
Are you going to take walk-ups? I mean, generally, there's not a lot of walk-ups at Forest Dunes anyways.
We would take them, yes. What we typically will not do, though, is join them into another group of people that
right.
they don't know necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm
always playing as a single, so somebody's jamming me in with a group of guys. That's not really going to happen.
Right. Yeah. And typically, a lot of the walk-on traffic, it would be in the later afternoon as well. And then when you're talking touch points, you're talking things on the course, such as the flag stick.
That doesn't come out now.
Correct.
Right.
Everybody's leaving the flag sticks in. The cups themselves.
Right now that goes a little deeper in. Is that what they're doing at Forest Dunes, or what are you doing?
There's all different kinds of things. The cup itself, basically we're doing what's called the inverted cup. So the cup that sinks in the ground and has the bottom base of the cup, well, if you flip that upside down, rather than being, say, a 4-inch drop, it's a 1-inch drop.
Right.
So it doesn't drop down as far, and it depends on the type of cup you have. I know the ones on Forest Dunes and the Loop are a little bit different, but you have some people with some little contraptions that are like an elevator that you, with your putter, you pull on a little hook and the bottom of the cup raises up, or a false bottom raises up. Some people have pool noodles in.
That's prevent
it from dropping.
Right.
Some people are rate actually calling what we're calling raise cups, where they're raising the cup up above the surface of the putting green, and so maybe it sticks up a quarter of an inch, and if it hits.
No lip outs.
The light, it counts as in. So, you know, but in same thing with bunker rakes. There's no rakes in the bunkers.
We're not raking at all. We're asking players to smooth it out with their feet as much as possible.
Feet and or their club. And
right.
and again, golf has always been a game of respect,
mm-hmm.
and making the course maybe better than it was for the player behind you, whether that's fixing a couple extra ball marks when you're on the green or making sure to rake your bunker mess. And so that is obviously very important in this day and time, because nobody wants to have their ball in a footprint in a bunker.
Still, please replace your divots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your grass divots on the fairways and in the rough. You know, for the most part, people recognize that they're at a special place at Forest Dunes, so you don't see a lot of. It's not like a pitch and putt where people are trashing the golf course out.
No, and the thing is too, though, is with all this, if you're on a Saturday and you're player number 120 of the day, there's probably going to be a lot of traffic in those bunkers without the rakes and things like that. So, again,
well, luckily, the Loop is, you know, all playable grounding club bunkers anyways. They're all waste areas. So, I mean, what an advantage that's turned out to be, right?
Yes, and the fact that, you know, both our courses are very walker-friendly here. You know, the one big issue that you're going to see, particularly resort courses all across northern Michigan have a battle with this year, is the carts.
Right. People were panicking. Let's face it, you know, treetops, there's only one course you can walk at treetops. Like you said, Forest Dunes, easily walkable.
Say right now the recommendation is one person per cart. Well, a resort such as Forest Dunes or any of these other big resorts in northern Michigan that have multiple courses that are trying to get hundreds and hundreds of rounds in a day, well, if we only have half the cart inventory, there may not be a cart. You may have to walk, or people may have to pair up. So it's something that we... And we can't, as a golf course operator or resort operator, we can't know and determine how many carts we're going to need have on a daily basis because of this.
Let me ask you this question, Don, because carts are generally the way most people play. I love to walk. So usually, whether I'm playing with a friend or whatever, my clubs are on the back of the cart, but I'm rarely in the cart. So how does the golf operation view that?
Well, that's – and again, everything with this
right.
is recommendations. There's not a officer of the law standing and making sure
the golf police,
you know,
damn it, I was hoping for that.
but, you know, and as an operator standpoint, like we say – we've got four guys who drive up from Metro Detroit in the same car together. Two of them are staying in a room together overnight on our property, and so are the other two. And now we're telling them they can't ride together next to each other in a cart. you know,
pretty
for
silly
3 hours,
isn't it? Yeah,
in the outdoors. Right. So again, it's all a serious situation, and you know, so it, some of it is kind of up to the guests themselves. You know, where we say, hey, the recommendation is this. Obviously, it's up to you. You know, given all those things that we just talked about, and you hope just people are smart about it and understanding.
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to talk about it. You know, a lot of things, you know, seem simplistic to us golfers. You're like, yeah, that makes sense. This makes sense. If we want to get out and enjoy the golf course the way we've all want to, then you have to accept some of the new realities and don't get ticked off about it. I'm assuming that the range is now open.
It is now, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what about, I know we were talking off air that the Children's Miracle Network event is not going to happen. What about some of the other events that Forest Dunes has been known for, especially this stuff later on in the year? Are there going to be events this year at Forest Dunes?
Well, yes, and we'll wait and see. yes, so things like our dual event that we host on the 31st of May, July, and August.
Where you get to play both courses on the loop in the same day.
And that one fits in very perfectly with this type of scenario. It's tee times. It is a walking-only event, so we don't have to worry about carts and things like that. It's not necessarily an event where everybody gathers for a big dinner together,
right,
and presentation and awards and things like that. Because of the tee times, it's a 36-hole day of walking. If somebody's not in contention after their round, they're
out of here, right? Yeah,
grabbing their dinner and going this year. So rather than having a buffet dinner, we're going to have a dinner where they can choose one of three items that we've got kind of ready to go quickly. Other events like the Bockwurst and the Fall Classic and things like that, it'll kind of all depend on what the recommendation is,
what it looks like in August or something.
Yeah, mainly on the group sizes of people gathering together.
Okay.
You know, in types of events like those, you have a shotgun start, so you've got 100 and some people together all in the same area getting ready to go out.
It might be limited to 70, 60 players or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe it's a tee time thing, and there's just you get dinner afterwards, and there isn't a big group dinner type thing. Yeah. So
well, we'll keep you posted. Luckily, that you are a co-host of the program, and we'll always get that updated information as the season progresses. When we return here on Finding Fairways, Don Holinsky and I will talk to Don's boss, Lou Thompson from Forest Dunes, here on Finding Fairways. Welcome back to Finding Fairways, presented by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne and Don Holinsky in studio, and the owner of Forest Dunes, Lou Thompson, on the phone with us. Lou, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways.
Good morning.
Lou, how long have you owned Forest Dunes now?
9 years.
9 years. Well, there's been some significant change to the operation since you've owned it. Why don't you tell our listeners who aren't that familiar with it what you've done up to this date, and especially the new opening you've got planned in June?
Well, when I purchased it in 2011, beautiful golf course and clubhouse, but that's all we had. 2012, we added lodging. 2013 and 14, added villas. 2015, we started the loop, completed it at the end of 16. In 17, we built some more villas. Last year, we built the par 3. And then last winter, we started some more big houses to rent for groups of 8 that we're just finishing up.
Plus, you got that great outdoor tiki bar. Don't forget about that.
Oh, the pavilion. Yeah, that come in 16.
Yeah, that's a great spot.
That's everybody's favorite watering hole in the summertime to come by, catch some ball games, and get them a drink and see the TVs. And we really, because of it, is what determined where we were starting and finishing the new par 3.
Yeah, so talk about that. I told Don, I throw my hat in for the name Aces High, okay? That's what I think it should be called.
Okay, well, we've got lots of names, and, you know, fortunately, we haven't picked a name yet, so that might be one that gets thrown in the kittle. You know, the name, we wanted something that is kind of related to the history of Forestons.
And okay.
The hillside there where we built it, that is where the original house was for the mobsters, where they all hung out. So we're trying to incorporate something.
Really?
Yeah, with, you know, that's mob-related, if any way possible, from bootlegging to moonshining to...
Okay.
And I think Don is leaning real hard and trying to push me into moonshine.
Moonshine?
Moonshine? Yeah. Moonshine 10, yeah.
Moonshine 10.
The X, the crossover. And
well, it's not open yet, so we don't need a name until we open it, right?
Right. And, you know, I think once we're getting close, and we've got it narrowed down to just a handful. Once it's completely finished and we get out on it, a name's just going to pop in our head and say, that's it. That's what we want.
But tell our listeners a little bit. Don and I were talking in the last segment a bit. You guys are taking a whole new approach to the socialization of golf with this with the new par 3 course.
Well, you know, I don't know of anything that a group or a family could want after we open this par 3 short course that we wouldn't have to offer them. You know, we've got the Forestons, which is traditional American golf. We've got the Loop, which is, you know, links golf. So, you know, if you like that kind of golf, we've got that. If you like traditional, we've got it with Forestons. We have the putting course that we forgot to mention that we built also in 18, Don. Did we build that in 18?
Yep. Yeah, the putting course is a beauty.
Yeah, it's a couple acre putting course, about 100,000 square feet. So, and then with the par 3 coming, there's just about any level golfer can find some way to entertain himself. You know, if a husband wants to bring his wife that doesn't really know much about golf and, you know, she wants to learn to putt, he can take her to the putting course. If she wants to learn how to hit irons, she can go to the par 3 or bring their kids or grandkids. So, you know, we need to entertain people that's here, and we felt like by putting this par 3 in, you know, we can kind of check all the boxes.
Yeah, I think you'll get a lot of locals coming in to, just to see it and play it, and I think that'll be a nice boon for business, especially midweeks, the few little areas that there are some gaps in the Forest Dune tee sheets.
Yeah. Well, I know with myself, in fact, I was just up this last weekend with my grandkids.
Uh-huh.
And they're 8 and 12. They've got considerably more energy than I got. I was pretty disappointed I couldn't turn them loose on it because I had to play 36 holes a day with them. And, you know, if it was open, I could play 18 with them, say, guys, go enjoy the day. Just hit all you want and play all you want here. And they would have been just as happy, and so would I. So...
Well, as you said, with the addition, when Forest Dunes first opened, you know, it was a magnificent Weisskopf design. People were in love with it, but it was a little difficult because you're a little bit out of the way to drive out there, and adding the Loop was a perfect idea. So you've got three courses in two different pieces of land. Tom Doak did a fabulous job. I love the Loop. And now with the par 3 course, you guys are a golf destination, which I know was your plan when you originally bought Forest Dunes.
Well, you know, Forest Dunes is really a special place, and I know it's out of the way. But for people that's been in the cities, and I'm really, we're very blessed to be in the middle of, you know, the National Forest.
Right.
It is a little encumbersome getting there, but once you get there, you don't hear no horns, you don't hear no sirens. You know, you're really quiet. You just hear the birds chirping, and you know it's just like you're in another, you know, totally different area.
Yeah, it's magnificent, and anybody listening to this radio program that has not taken advantage of what a beautiful golf course we have. We had Tom Coyne out there last year who sang the praise. Everybody that plays out there has nothing but great things to say. Nationally ranked courses right here in our backyard. We couldn't be more pleased. So what's on the horizon?
You know, a lot's going to depend on, you know, how we're affected this year by this COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
I have plans for another 18.
I've heard those rumors, yes, sir.
And fortunately for us, from all the architects who's looked at it, and we've had five or six come up and look at it, and actually three or four of them's done routings for us, the most exciting thing is they tell us where we're putting it is the best piece of property we got, and it should be the best course we're going to have.
Well, that'll be exciting. I know I'd love, you know, just as from a personal standpoint, I'd love to have it. You always pick a great architect. I mean, Tom Weisskopf, Tom Doak, and the two gentlemen that we had here on the air last year, they designed the one course down in Orlando. Is that right?
The redesign of the Winter Park 9.
Yeah.
Yes. Keith Reb and Riley Johns are the gentlemen's names.
Yeah. So whatever you're going to do out there, Lou, it's going to be world class. So I don't have any doubts it wouldn't be a success. But, yeah, I guess you got to temper some of this with what COVID-19 is going to do. But, you know, some of the projections that we have, I talked to Carl Rose from Carl's Golfland last week, and I think the future is going to be super for golf this year.
Well, you know, we may get blessed by the fact that you know, a lot of people downstate hasn't been to Forestons, and these are guys who, you know, they go to Pinehurst or go to Pebble or they go overseas and play golf that's never been up to Forestons. You know, I think maybe if we can attract some of them people, and once they come and realize what's in their back door, you know, we'll get a lot more of them in the future.
Yeah, we have a relationship with Boyne Resorts, and Ken Griffin from Boyne has been hearing from a lot of people that had national trips planned that are reshifting their gears and moving to Forest Dunes and to Boyne. So that's exciting as well.
Right. So we're kind of excited. And I think Don and Sandy says we're seeing some groups like that now that, you know, had planned to go off on, you know, out of state for trips, and now they're coming up. So we're kind of excited about that.
Yeah, and on top of that, Forest Dunes, for its reputation, is extraordinarily well-priced.
Right, and, well, you know, when you compare our price scale to the resorts that we're comparable to with, you know, the Pebbles and Pinehurst and, you know, the fact that we've got three top 50 courses at America, and you compare our prices, we're probably half the cost.
Yeah, it's a tremendous value. It's a tremendous experience all the way around. Great staff, other than Don. He's not so good. I don't know why you keep him on. But everybody else is so perfect out there. The kitchen, the dining room, the amenities, the lodging is beautiful. The rooms are just gorgeous. So, Lou, it's so glad to finally get to meet you, at least over the phone, and we're going to plan on broadcasting live from there when we do have the grand opening of the of whatever we're going to call the nine-holer.
Right. Well, we'll have your name by then, and, you know, something that we're pretty excited about that we're looking at now is lightening up the par three of a nine.
Well, I could see the thought bubbles over Don's head right now. So I know it'll be a cool name, and it's going to be a great experience all season long at Forest Dunes. Lou Thompson, thanks so much for joining us on Finding Fairways.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these messages with more Finding Fairways presented by CarlsGolfland.com. Welcome back to Finding Fairways presented by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne and Don Holinsky in studio. And welcome back to Finding Fairways, presented by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio with Don Holinsky, Director of Golf at Forest Dunes. And Don, we've covered pretty much everything that's present-day information at Forest Dunes, other than lodging. Now, you've got beautiful lodging and private homes. What are the auspices that may have changed a little bit there because of COVID-19?
Well, some of the basic things would be, some things in the rooms that maybe don't get laundered as often, like, say, a comforter. We've removed those. We have extra blankets in the room, which we're able to, you know, launder those after each guest's use. So that's one of the main things that people will see. Another thing is, for example, somebody who has a multi-night stay, we're not providing the daily freshen up type services.
Yeah, no maid service during your stay.
Our employees are not coming in your room. So if you need extra towels or toiletries, things like that, you can call the front desk. We'll get them to you. We've taken out most of the touch point things like magazines or something like that that you would just have in your room normally to be able to pick up and read and enjoy. And then, you know, the cleaning process is obviously a lot more
detailed
yeah. And with a kind of a disinfecting layer going over everything at the end. And, you know, it's going to be a situation where we're going to probably learn some things on the go. For the most part, we're trying to spread out our rooming assignments as much as possible, you know, throughout the facility, but also in terms of usage of if we have the opportunity, rather than putting somebody in room 101 night after night after night after night, you know, we're making sure that trying if at all possible, maybe to leave a day or two in between usage, you know, as hoping the disease that you know wouldn't live as long, kind of thing. So those are some of the main things. Now that we're starting opening up, you would come in and check in as normal. This last weekend, you would just basically pull up to the front door and give us a call or beep your horn. We'd come out to you, get you your keys, get you directed in the right to the right accommodation.
Yeah, it's as I said, if you haven't stayed at any of the private the homes, the villas, or the small lodges. I mean, they're not small. The rooms are huge. So the whole setup is just kind of ideal for what golf is right now.
Yes, and the unique thing about Forest Dunes is we have three different types of lodging. Like you said, the rooms, villas, which provide, say, four bedrooms for four guys, so each person can have their own bedroom and bathroom, a little sitting area. Some of those have full kitchens. And then the homes are all spec homes. Some of them, you know, sleep up to eight people, have billiards tables and fire pits on the beach, on the lake, and you're able to cook and grill and do all that stuff at your home. So maybe if you're a little bit leery about the dining situation and group gathering in
a large space. Bring all your groceries up, yep.
Yep, you can just stick to your cottage and do all your cooking and eating there.
Yeah, no, it's and you got... especially if you're going to be there by the middle or end of June, you'll have a lot of different opportunities to goof off with your guys on the golf course, not just playing 18 holes on the loop or Forest Dunes. The other cool thing that we want to talk about for a couple minutes, Don, is the return of golf, PGA Tour golf. I was talking to Kevin Frisch during last week's show, and I said I thought the PGA Tour missed the boat. They should have been playing a lot sooner than this. I knew they had to figure some things out, but it shouldn't have taken them 2 months to figure out how to get a whole bunch of independent contractors and a few TV guys out on the golf course. But we had golf this past weekend with Rory and DJ versus Ricky Fowler and Matt Wolf on beautiful Seminole Country Club. Actually, Seminole, I think, is on a smaller piece of property than the Loop is. So that was really cool stuff. And now we've got a huge event this Sunday with Peyton Manning and Tiger are playing Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. What do you think about that whole deal?
Well, I think the great thing is we saw the match, you know, what was a couple years ago, and how unique that was, and everybody watching that. And now to add two, you know, of
you know, Hall of Fame players in another sport to intertwine them. And I'm anxious to see all the side conversations,
the needling, yeah.
and all that going on. And, you know, more than anything, just seeing live sporting events. And that's what we've been, you know, missing. And you mentioned that with, you know, maybe the PGA could have done something earlier. You know, we're all dying to watch
live
something
on
yeah. TV, and that we know, you know, thankfully we had the Last Dance series that at least captivated
don't
people
talk to me about that. It makes me want to throw up. The Michael Jordan praise fest continues. The crazy thing is that that is front page news on every sports section across the country, that the, you know, they're talking about the Last Dance
because we don't have anything else to talk about. But
get the golf in there.
Yeah, so but
NASCAR did 6.3 million people watching a NASCAR race on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the golf did like 2.3, which is really good ratings for a normal event.
Right.
Yeah. So, and they raised $5 million. So that's really cool stuff.
Yeah, and it'll be, you know, again, just a baby step in the right direction of getting us back to what, you know, we all have thought of as normal for the longest time. And we'll cherish each of these things as they come along until we're all back to life as we know it.
Don, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Forest Dunes looking at packages and tee times.
Well, if you're just looking for a tee time, you can go on online, see what's available on our online tee sheet at forestdunesgolf.com. So you can do that 24/7. And then if you are looking to book a stay and play, we have all those different lodging opportunities that we talked about, and we can set your golf itinerary up and get you in the right accommodation for your group size, the length of stay, the amenities you're looking for. And the best thing to do for that is to give us a call at 989-275-0700.
Don Holinsky, Director of Golf at Forest Dunes, thanks for hosting this week on Finding Fairways. Next week, I'll have the great Dan Pohl here on our network of stations. It's time to check in with our good friend Ken Griffin, Director of Golf Marketing at Boyne Golf. Ken, talk about pent-up demand. An amazing 400 rounds of golf spread over your golf courses at Boyne last Saturday. You had to be surprised by that.
Yeah, well, it was a great day, and like you said, a lot of pent-up. We have the Heather, the Arthur Hill, the Alpine, Quarry Preserve, and Crooked Tree open right now, and they will be again this weekend. A lot of people wanted to get out and play golf, and it looks like we've got another great weekend ahead this weekend.
Well, we're going to have some people coming up for Memorial Day, so I would imagine you're busy. The main thing we want to stress today is that you need to go to BoyneGolf.com, start looking over their tee sheets, and get the tee times you want, or they're going to be gone.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've got some specials running this weekend, and when you go to BoyneGolf.com, you will be able to see those. It's great that everybody's been following the rules, and that, you know, as we had hoped, we're having less restrictions. You know, this weekend, we're going to have some golf shops open that we weren't able to have before. We're going to have some restaurants open. And then, you know, if things stay on the course, we're going to have resorts open at another level, hopefully, by next Friday the 25th.
That's good. We can check in next week on that for the resorts opening. But they're going to be open soon, and we really urge people to book their golf trips up north in advance because there is a lot of pent-up demand.
Oh, there sure is. And even to make your booking your rounds easier and things, because, you know, the way things have been going, you've had to call with a credit card ahead. We've implemented a resort charge system that's going to make it easier to pay for your rounds of golf, not just for this one, but for any additional rounds that you might book all summer long. You can sign up for the resort charge right at Boyne Golf.
The best website in the country for golf, BoyneGolf.com. Thanks, Ken. We'll check in with you next week.
Thanks, Jerry.
That will do it for this edition of Finding Fairways. As we like to say, find a fairway of your own, stick a peg in the ground, and pound it down the middle. Finding Fairways is a pre-recorded presentation of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.